From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. China says it will begin enforcing a ban Tuesday on North Korean imports of coal, iron ore, and seafood. That follows the most recent UN Security Council resolution sanctioning the North over its banned nuclear and missile programs. Tufts University analyst Sung-Yoon Lee, however, doesn't think Beijing's announcement amounts to much.
Even if China were to cut down on the import of seafood from North Korea or iron and iron ore, I don't think we'll see any change in North Korean behavior anytime soon.
Monday, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un said he would watch actions of the U.S. before ordering the launch of missiles into waters near the U.S. Pacific island of Guam. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis vowed Monday to take out any missile headed for Guam. In Colombia, Vice President Mike Pence said U.S. policy has had to change.
President Trump made it clear early this year that the era of strategic patience is over. The United States is putting all options on the table. We're marshaling the support of our allies in the region as well as China in unprecedented ways to isolate North Korea economically and diplomatically.
Mattis joined Secretary of State Rex Tillerson calling for a diplomatic solution to the crisis. Writing Monday in the Wall Street Journal, both men called on China to take this unparalleled opportunity to exert its influence over Pyongyang. More than 300 people are known dead and hundreds more have been made homeless after heavy rains caused flooding and mudslides that inundated Freetown, the capital of Sierra Leone.
We know that the rain will come for a long time.
The deputy chief medical director of Connaught Hospital said the rains lasted a long time and people have built unregulated homes on hillsides. Mudslides and flooding are often aggravated by deforestation and poor town planning in Africa. This is VOA News. In Burkina Faso, 18 people, including 8 foreigners, were killed early Monday at a Turkish restaurant in the capital Ouagadougou by unknown gunmen. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. His survivor said when he heard gunfire, he ran upstairs, saw two wounded patrons, and tried to help them to the top floor, where the gunmen eventually found them pointing their weapons at them. The two attackers were killed by security forces. More than 20, including 5 security force members, were wounded. A nearby cafe hotel was targeted in January last year that left 30 dead. President Donald Trump Monday again condemned those behind Saturday's racially charged rally that turned violent in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
The president vowed anyone who committed racist violence would be held to account. He paid tribute to the 3 who lost their lives, including a 32-year-old paralegal who had gone to the protest to rally against white nationalists. 2 Virginia State policemen who had been monitoring the protest from the air were killed when their helicopter crashed. In southern Yemen Monday, a bomb blast killed at least 12 people in the city of Ka'ataba in Dalia province. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the area is known to have active al-Qaeda and Islamic State presence. The U.S. Defense Department Monday said 2 U.S. soldiers were killed Sunday in northern Iraq as the result of a friendly artillery mishap. The artillery unit was targeting an Islamic State mortar position at the time. 5 other soldiers were injured. Zambian opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema Monday pleaded not guilty to plotting to overthrow the government of President Edgar Lungu in testimony at a Lusaka courtroom. He was arrested in April, charged with treason after being accused of trying to block the president's motorcade. The opposition United Party for National Development said it expects the charges to be dropped. Tensions have been high since 50 opposition lawmakers were suspended in March after refusing to hear Mr. Lungu's speech. India Tuesday marked 70 years of independence with a call by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reject religious violence. Monday, Pakistan marked 70 years of freedom with celebrations. U.S. stocks advanced on Monday following last week's sell-off amid concerns about rising tensions with North Korea. Powered by technology issues and banking stocks, the benchmark Dow Jones gained more than 135 points to close at 21,993. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Hoo-yah! Voice of America.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors again. So leave it open and make way for me, because I'm going to step right in. Our first stop today is going to be the land of Nigeria. Pack Your Load, That's Done For Us by the Groove Squad. And right after that, Awino by Cheche of Kenya. And Salamani by Larbi Dida of Algeria. But first, we make it up with the Groove Squad of Nigeria in Pack Your Load.
Yeah, see your way now. Listen, I know your way. Now, why are you, bros? I beg touch of this chick, I beg.
I'm paranoid, because you get me annoyed. When you come around, you see your toy. Switch, girl, switch, chick. If you switch again, I'll throw you in the ditch. Make me a madman. Can't understand how a grown man. What? Me a grown man could lose his mind. So now, man.
Come on, girl, you drive me crazy enough, my girl. Oh, look at what you're turning me into. Now I'm a madman, you. Never believed in me, never believed the words I say to you. Oh, girl, I need to feel you and I go feel like to you. My love, it don't more, you don't tell.
Hey,
you're telling me lies, multiplying around, clubs to club, street to street. All my friends, them know you.
I don't die, yeah.
For this kind life, you they leave. Make you pack your load, they go.
Me when I say I know through again. Besides, I know you're doing to timing. I know where you're coming from and I know you're lying. Pack your love to go before your lies go hide me. Why me? You won't use your love to terrorize me. You surprise me. I'm true with your wine and you're leaving. What you wanna say this time? I don't get it. What? Did I hear you still explain? Explain what? I called you on the phone and you said you were coming home. But you get busy, they run around with all your bubbles. You think I no go know? Because pack your love to go. Oh.
To know where you they go.
Oh, pack your load.
They walk out. My baby girl, I know they miss you.
So I praise for you, that's so I dream for you. But baby girl, you know we've been appreciating them. I live my life for you, did all I could for you. When 24/7, you be the one to be hurting me. You told me there was nothing up, you said to you. Baby, there's the need to be something. Got me getting so confused, and hear nothing to make me feel like. Girl, just around the corner, so you just a corner. Tell me, say no fuck, you give him just a hug.
You even kiss him on top,
Well, I'm so fed up with the drama, so
I'm
Dead fool. دلني بصالمان وبرد الحال يا ابني عمي
of Algeria, and before that Awino by Cheche of Kenya, and Pack Your Load by the Groove Squad of Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the show. Let's take on some music. This next one is coming from the Gold Coast of Ghana. Daddy Lumba in Wobidaji, and right after that, Awobi Kuyanyom by Jennifer Lawala of Uganda, and Duke Saga by DJ Ram of Cote d'Ivoire. But first, Wobidaji by Daddy Lumba of Ghana.
Don't you tell the baby, I said, don't.
Saga by DJ Ram of Cote d'Ivoire. Before that, Awobi Kwia Nyom by Jennifer Lawala of Uganda. And Wobira G by Daddy Lumba of Ghana. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. I'll be right back.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Let's get on to music right now. In the Club by Boo Berry of Sierra Leone is coming. And right after that, Four Box Square by Johnny Clegg of South Africa. But first, In the Club by Boo Berry of Sierra Leone.
Boo Berry. Up in the club. So where my thugs, where you at?
Always instead of the Mendotel. I won't kick it, I'm set from my door like then I'll be shipped. As man never forget so hair. Inside face, some the teeth, some the yard, some dead back a yard. Some old champagne bottle and whiskey. I'm only coke, some the seed and juice.
La vie est un combat, oh.
La Vie by Dali Kimoko of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and In the Club by Booberry of Sierra Leone. You are listening to The African Beat. If you've just joined me, it's a pleasant welcome. Just stay close, I'll be right back.
The Voice of America.
Welcome back to The African Beat, and now let's take some more emails. This one says, hello, David. I am Ajao Adebayo from Ogbomoso, Oyo State, Nigeria. I am one of your regular listeners. I know that, Ajao. In fact, I can't do without it in a day. Sir, I am using this medium to say, whenever I'm listening to your program on my radio, it makes me feel at home as an African. God bless you. This year shall be your year of moving from glory to glory. Amen. Let's take some music with this one from Senegal, Amonafi by Toure Kunda, and then right after that, Sabon by Solomuna of Cameroon, and Yakuta by Victoria Ole Eluzai of Sudan. But first, Amonafi by Toure Kunda of Senegal.
Yen bolomi, nyun wa Toure Kunda, mag cheikh Tidiane Toure, nyay fatili ku jamano. Di fatali ñi ñu won jëriñu musique ñu defala lu baax mayla nga nang ko jël ko wax ko ci ngor la bok
yeen xalé lu tay deg lu len ñu wax len té di nañ len wa luy dole mbondo dole mbondo moy dole mbondo moy jammi rew té mo jara ñaan ñu fi duga gal wacca kawla jël auto ray fanani birndar bañu yegge ndar sarabal lañ dal dem nañu ci dem nañu ten gigen dem nañu lodo dem nañu get ndar kon malaj sam way mu waxtan ci yeen
We'll be right back. Yakuta by Victoria Ole Eluzai of Sudan, and before that, Sabon by Solomona of Cameroon, and Amonafi by Toure Kunda of Senegal. And with that, I want to thank you all for accepting me in your homes today, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Yeah.